And welcome back, everybody, here to the Morning Wake Up, where all week long we are this week going to focus on the candidates for city council in the city of Lansing. Later we'll be talking about East Lansing, but first, and that comes with the capital city of Lansing, and we're going to begin here with the third ward, and the incumbent is Aylin Bowles. She was born and raised in Southwest Lansing, that is the third ward, Everett High School graduate, 1987, bachelor's degree, political science, women's studies, African-American studies at the U of M, and later master's coursework in management administration at Metropolitan State University, which I believe is Denver, Colorado. Am I pretty close on that?
Actually, that one's in St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul, Minnesota. Okay.
Yep.
So there's more than one metro state.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to ask you here, and we're doing this with all the candidates, Aylin, what do you think is your most significant accomplishment that has happened outside of the public sector or public service? What are you most proud of outside of public service?
I don't know any parent that wouldn't name their child. I'm proudest of my daughter, who's 10, who is a vibrant, healthy, happy young lady who has the most tender heart in the world. And I'm proudest that she has been able to stay that way through a lot of very difficult adult things that other children haven't had to experience. So I'm proudest that I've been able to be a part of contributing to that.
How about accomplishment significant inside public sector, public service, or community service, as it were?
I'm extremely proud of the fact that I started out at my neighborhood association, that I stay engaged and involved in Luton Rich Neighborhood Association, where our president is Patty Farhat, whom I love. And also the fact that we've been able to bring a Lansing police precinct down to South Lansing, which is huge for the police presence there. Talk to neighbors and they've said, if nothing else, our response time, the fact that they drive through our neighborhoods has made a significant difference. And I am proud of that. I'm proud of the Alfreda Schmidt Southside Community Center. The fact that we can have AARP declare us a friendly intergenerational community happened at that center. The fact that my daughter could take classes and go to the summer program there is significant. And I'm proud to have been a part of that, as well as the police and fire millage and the sidewalk initiatives, as well as the non-motorized pathways. So we've been busy, needless to say, Dave, the last 8 years. So I'm proud of those accomplishments.
What's your relationship with the mayor, Mayor Bonero? And if elected, are there any differences with his leadership that could manifest? And I would say, for someone who's been in the office here, are there any that have manifested themselves? And are areas where you're in complete agreement with his agenda going forward? What one from the other?
All of the above on any given day. In 8 years' time, I have been in complete and total lockstep with the mayor and in agreement on things that he was trying to move forward. I have also been ardently opposed to the way that he introduced things, the lack of information, his unwillingness to be cooperative with council or some council colleagues. I've also witnessed that and spoke out about it. The beauty of our relationship is—
You don't like his style at times, right?
Oh, absolutely not. But the difference is I'm able to tell him that to his face. I'm able to address when I don't like something and make it about the issue and not about the person and move on. And we've had the ability to, though having a not perfect interaction and professional relationship, that he is now endorsing me. And that speaks to both of our credit, that we're both passionate about the city of Lansing. We come at it very differently sometimes on how we present and how we go about trying to make the changes that are necessary or bring about the business that we need in Lansing. But the fact that we can respect one another at the end of the day and say, I appreciate your passion for Lansing, I think is how we're able to work together.
What's the biggest issue facing the city going forward in your mind? What's the biggest issue specific to the third ward?
Specific to the third ward is economic development. We have been in the throes and trials of dealing with who are we as a third ward. We've had other areas of the city named and define themselves, and I think that's our next move. We had to get past the debacle of 2008, where we had the majority, I believe, of the predatory lending happening in our area. So we had problems there where we had housing become empty very, very quickly, and just now starting to take the turn up where people are buying into it and coming back to our area, as well as business coming into our area. We have a new Big B, a new roller skating rink. We have a business that has just pulled all the permits for the old Ford dealership. So we have some movement that's coming in. And now that we've kind of ebbed the tide of the downturn in our economy, and we've been able to hold the businesses that were there and appreciate them, we now can move in the next direction, which is to identify who do we want to be and what type of businesses do we want to go out and actively recruit that helps to form that image for the entire city and region of who is this southwest end of Lansing.
All right, in the third ward. There's been a group called Advocacy Group here, nonprofit called Capital Region Progress, that's been tied to advocating for you and against your opponent. What's your personal tie and knowledge of them?
Absolutely none. And it's amazing to me. I've run four campaigns, three for council, one for the House, and have never had any accusations made or any ties made from me to this organization. They existed before this race. Mm-hmm. And so I really resent the fact that I've had colleagues on council specifically name me and say I am responsible for it. I'm not. My committee's name is Friends to Elect, Aylin Bowles, and we have worked hard to present my accomplishments because my body of work stands on its own, and that's what I want people to focus on. I don't need to run anyone else down because someone else can be great in their own right as well as I can, and the people of Lansing are smart enough to work through all of that information and vote their conscience for what they'd like to see for our third ward.
Aylin, you've been the target of some lawsuits regarding personal business and financial practices. Mm-hmm. Do those have a bearing on this campaign for city council? Do you believe that the voters of the city, voters of the third ward in specific, because that's your ward position, can fully trust you going forward with public duty?
Absolutely, because none of that had to do with an office holder's account for council, which I've handled for 8 years and had no questions about. I was president three times, vice president, in charge of personnel, in charge of ways and means for a number of years. I chaired the committee. So there's been no accusation at all lodged against my ability to do the work representing the citizens of Lansing. There are contractual employment matters that happen. And they happen every day. And I am very, very excited, actually, about there being an arbitrator involved in a dispute that I have, that someone is allegating one thing and I'm disagreeing with it, and we'll let justice have its course. And I'm excited that we're able to do that. And the other pieces are amazing, that to delve into a personal background and to look at where we're at. If there is someone who is yet perfect, I ask them to pick up the first stone and throw it. I've been very transparent and very honest about some very personal things that I didn't have to be. And I believe, again, what I've heard at the doors is individuals are sick and tired of that attack. And as we decry the negative attack against my opponent, that it's interesting, those same individuals haven't decried the side about the pieces that have been done on me as a personal attack.
Our time has ended here. Aylin Bowles, who's the incumbent in the third ward, going against Adam Hussein. We appreciate very much you coming in and presenting your case to the voters of the city of Lansing.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up. Don't go away. This is the Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS.